Welcome to Reggie Digital.
Hello, humanoids, and welcome to another episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Humanoids, in this digital world, are we staying human? Humanoids, I gotta tell you, sometimes I think I'm cursed. Well, not cursed, but sometimes paying very close attention to detail is a little aggravating. And I'm gonna tell you why, humanoids. Now, okay, I work in retail, right? I work for this low-end department store, and we sell heaters. And somebody came in, bought a heater, they brought it back. Apparently, it caught on fire. Now, I'm not saying it didn't, but paying very close attention to detail, like I do, I have my suspicions. And I'm not an expert. I'm only going by my experience. And again, like I said, I have my suspicions. But it's all good, you know. It may have caught on fire. They may just wanted their money back for some reason or whatever. It's all good. It's not my product. It's not my whatever, you know. So, but it's just that this sixth sense that I have. Of paying very close attention to details, to little things that people don't pay attention to, raise my suspicion. And let's explore that today, okay? Let's talk about that today, all right? So, we're gonna talk about it, all right? So, hold on, humanoids. Be right back. Y'all know what time it is.
You're listening to the Reggie Digital Podcast.
Okay, humanoids, I'm back. Now, like I was saying, this person came in, bought a heater. And they brought it back a day or two later, and near one of the control knobs, it looked like it melted, okay? And then there's a big hole where it looks like it melted, and then there's some little holes. Now, they claim that the heater caught fire. You know? That was their claim. And I'm looking at this heater, right? First of all, again, I'm not an expert, but have you ever melted plastic before? Tell me, have you ever? Have you ever held plastic and melted plastic? And plastic drips. Like wax. It drips. I'm a firebug. I'm a firebug. I used to play with matches, lighters. I used to play with accelerants. I used to sit around and I'm a firebug. Yes, I tell you, I'm a pyromaniac. I love fire. I do. I've played with fire. I've been playing with fire since I was about 3-4 years old. There's just something about fire. I've burned all kinds of things. Cardboard, plastic. I've played with it all. I burned wood. I burned cotton balls. I used to burn medicine. I used to just anything I get my hands on, I would set it ablaze to see how it burns. And one thing I know for sure, plastic. Plastic. Especially plastic that is used to manufacture stuff like heaters, fans, it leaves a smell. This will be the first time I've ever seen plastic catch fire or burn, and there is no smell. There was no electrical smell. This supposedly melted, caught on fire heater had no smell whatsoever. It's a strong smell, people. Trust me, from my experience of burning plastic, there's a smell. Now you say, some of you may say, oh, not always. I'm going by my experience with plastic, burning plastic. There's a smell. And especially the way this heater was supposedly melted. It wasn't a little hole. It was big. I mean, yeah. And like I said, for that thick of plastic to have burned like it supposedly did, that is the inside of that heater was awfully clean. One reason why I was checking it out, I had to go put it in the damage, and one reason why I was checking it out so is because not only do I like to burn stuff, I also like to, one reason why I used to like to melt things and burn things, especially plastic, and once that plastic drips and it hits and it dries and hardens, and then I take and pick at it, one of my quirks, people, one of my quirks, humanoids, one of my quirks, I pick at it. Once I get it, I look at it, examine it. I used to take milk cartons, guys. I used to take milk cartons, the plastic ones, the gallon ones, cut them up, melt them, and let them drip on my fingers. Just like, you know, when you were a kid and you play with glue, you know? When you were in school, I don't know if you guys did or not, but growing up, you know, grade school, the Elmer's glue. We used to put glue all over our hands and then just peel it off. Yeah. And then I graduated from that to wax. My mom used to have emergency candles. I used to get all the emergency candles and go in my little hiding spot out in the front yard up under the bushes, up under the hedges. We had thick enough hedges where there was a hole in the hedges, and that was my little cave. That was where I used to hang out. And in my cave, I had one of my mother's old jewelry boxes. I used to take and have my stash in there, which was matches, cigarette lighter. And how I ended up with a cigarette lighter, my parents didn't smoke, but my brother did. My oldest brother did. And one day I asked him if I could have one of his lighters, and he said yeah. So he gave it to me, and I had lighters, matches, and candles in that little jewelry box. And I used to take the wax, light the candle, let the wax drip on my finger, and then I peel it off. That's probably why I have little to no sensation in my pointer finger on my left hand. Yes, I used to play with matches. I still do. Humanoids. Again, I'm a pyro. I love fire. But yeah, I used to burn different things. I used to set fire to different things because different things have different smells. Different things have different smells, especially when you burn them. But it was kind of suspicious, man. You know, the heater, it was melted really good, but there were no drip. There was no drip, and I'm trying to figure out how did they do it. You know, because like I said, there was no drip. Now, again, from my experience, from looking at it, for it to melt like that, it had to be on fire for a minute. Because if it was engulfed in flame to cause that, the damage that it did, that little section wouldn't have been melted like that. And there would have been drip from the plastic inside the heater. There was no drip on the inside of the heater nowhere. But again, you know, going by my experience, not an expert, but going by my experience, because humanoids, I have and again, electrical appliance fires, especially on small electrical appliances like that, there will be a smell on the inside of the appliance. There was no smell. None whatsoever. None whatsoever. My brother used to have all these. I used to experiment a lot with things, especially electronics. That's why I love electronics so. Yeah, I used to wire up stuff wrong, cause a fire, burn circuit boards, I used to do that just for the smell. The experience, man. Just for the smell. There was none. That I'm serious. This is the first time I ever seen plastic burn or an electrical fire due to malfunctioning of a circuit board or whatever, and not smell anything. I mean nothing. And to test myself to see if I had my allergies were acting up or I had a cold or something, I got one of those Vicks inhalers. Took a couple of good sniffs of that. And humanoids, there was nothing. And that, first of all, that intrigued me. That intrigued me because no smell, electrical fire like this, no smell. Interesting. But like I said, humanoids, I am not an expert. I only can go by my experience, and I call foul. But yeah, like I said, it's not my product. It's not my, so hey. Hey. But anyway, humanoids, be safe. Be careful. Especially buying these electronics. Be safe out there.
Well, humanoids. Look like it's time for me to get out of here and go and recharge my battery. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Reggie Digital Podcast. Make sure you tune in next week for another episode of the podcast. I would also like to take time out to say thank you to all the humanoids who have shown support and who continue to show support to the podcast. Remember, humanoids, in this digital world, stay human. Thank you for your support. Peace. Stay human.